A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. Now, we've got something a little bit different for you this week because we are currently on We're going to say it together.
Sorry. I'm so on holiday, I didn't even know I was going to speak. Like, I'm honest, guys, I'm lying here on my sun lounge and it's bloody lovely, isn't it?
We're having a lovely time.
Rosie, pass us that cocktail over there that you've got.
Here you go.
Oh, bloody lovely that. Oh, spilled some on myself. Doesn't matter, it'll dry up because it's so bloody sunny.
Thanks for that image. Yes, we are on our holidays this week. But you know what? We love you guys so much and we love that you love this podcast. So we thought, you know what? Let's still put one out this week. So what we've done is we have compiled, is that the right word?
That's definitely the word.
All of our unused questions, because every week we record around about like an hour and a half's worth of podcast and it gets edited down, and there's loads of good stuff.
It's a shame, isn't it? Some of the really good stuff goes sometimes because it's too rude, sometimes because there was just too much. So you might get some rude stuff here, you might just get some genuine bloody banter that we missed out on, eh?
So enjoy. This is the left out stuff.
Hold on.
What?
This left out episode obviously has a sponsor. So
Why do you have a week off?
No, can it? Hey, money doesn't sleep.
Wow.
A quick word from this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is going on holiday.
Makes sense.
Hey, is it pissing down? Go on holiday. Hey, are you knackered? Get yourself on holiday.
Nice.
You got a bit time off work? Don't want to stay in the country you're living in? Get yourself on holiday.
4 weeks a year.
Eh?
That's statutory holiday time.
Okay. I don't get that much. Get yourself on holiday.
Are you wanting a normal job now? No, I've just told you, you get 4 weeks a year.
I might start to be a teacher.
I
could lecture in sponsorships, lucrative sponsorship deals.
I don't think... Well, you know what? Do what you want.
Okay.
I'll be supportive of you no matter what.
Well, that is the sound of a woman who's been worn down.
Oh my god. Oh, you've broke us. You've literally broke us.
Do you know what you need, Rosie?
What?
A holiday.
I need a holiday from you. That's what I need.
Nope, I'm coming with you.
And also, guys, apologies, but we're having a week off the beefs because we're on holiday. We just want to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, just, you know, good vibes. Just keeping good vibes. And I guarantee we'll have some holiday related beefs for you next week.
Oh, I can't wait. I've got some already.
Great.
Just from past holidays.
Brilliant. Yeah, backdating them. Lovely.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Dear Rosie and Chris, a few weeks ago, my husband's apprentice at work admitted that he changes his bed sheets every 3 months. A few weeks prior to this, he also admitted he only washes 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh my God.
They're builders, so they are constantly dusty and dirty. So imagine his sheets. Gross. I change our bedding every week or 2 weeks if I'm pushing it. My sister-in-law says she does hers every week too, and even the dog's bedding gets changed weekly. So, how often do you change your sheets? Every week? Every 3 months? Or somewhere in the middle? All the best, Emily.
That has made me want to be sick.
That's bad crack, isn't it?
He changes his bed sheets every 3 months. and he admitted he only washes 2 to 3 times a week, and he's a builder. Cool. Rosie, I put a little shed up earlier on tonight before dinner.
Yeah.
And I needed to have a bath because I was just sweating off the stress of it and that. And that was just a little shed. I just hammered some nails. I screwed some screws in.
It's not a shed, Chris. It was like a wood store. You're bigging it up too much there. Like that, it's not a shed.
It's made of wood. Is it made of wood?
It's not.
I said
a
it was
shed.
I said it was a little shed.
It's too small for Robin to get in.
Well, that's bullshit because he was in it. Is it wood? Is it made of wood? Does it have four sides?
Talking about this.
Is it made of wood?
Yes.
Does it have four sides?
Yes.
Does it have a roof?
Yes.
Does the roof have that felt kind of stuff on with a little bit of gravel on it?
Yes.
Yes. Is it smaller than an average shed?
Yes.
Does it look like a shed?
No.
Yes, it does. Little shed. Bollocks.
It does not.
Bollocks.
I'm not fine with you.
Don't you shit on my shed.
Shit.
A builder who only changes his bed sheets every 3 months and washes 2 to 3 times a week. Someone needs to lock him in a room and get a Karcher pressure washer and give him a deep clean because he must be Stig of the Dump. There must be lines coming off him in the air like them cartoons. If you're listening, you scruffy, dirty sod, your bed, peeling the sheets back on your bed must be like opening a cheese toasty. Need
hacky man
locked up. Minging.
It must be like loads of grit in the bed. Oh, can you imagine sleeping naked in there?
Oh, God. Oh,
how often
like a,
do we
like
change?
A surface pocket.
Oh, how often do we change our sheets? How often do I change our sheets?
Sexist.
I'd say probably like 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 I'd say. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need to change your pillow every day because it's disgusting.
Oh, do you know what it is? It's just fake tan. My fake tan is... disgusting on our bed. I need to do it tonight, sorry. I'd say we're like 2 to 3 weeks. It depends.
2 to 3 weeks.
I just do it when my pillow starts smelling.
Changing towels freaks me out.
Why?
Well, you're clean when you get out. Why does the towel get dirty?
Because it's just like wet and bits and that, isn't it?
Bits. Define like, bits.
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 Vaginas bits. And willies.
Yeah, but they're clean. I clean them. Mine.
Yeah, clean-ish.
I'm cleaning out. It's not my job. Stand up, Rosie. Get the undercarriage. I clean. Dear listener, I meant I clean mine, not them. Not.
No, he,
and I don't
no,
have
meant,
a vagina and a
them.
Penis.
He cleans everyone. He's the house bits doer. Can you imagine?
You all queue up and I've just got a rag on a stick.
Can you imagine?
Rag on a stick, haven't I?
Imagine if I was in the bath and you came in, you were like, right, come on, like I do with Robin, stand up, I'll wash your bum.
You would love that. Don't even lie. You lazy bugger. You'd love it. You'd literally lie there and I'd like roll you over and you'd be buzzing with that. Tell the truth. You'd love that, you lazy fucker.
Right, let's try it.
Let's try it. See if I like it. You know you'd like it. Lazy sod.
All right. There's lazy and then there's someone... just washing your bum.
I get the Karcher out. I'll get it. I'm not bothered. I'll go around this builder's house. I'll do him, then I'll do you.
Rip it off.
I'll Karcher you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I was just listening to your podcast and had to email you this story about things people do in public that just aren't okay. Mm-hmm. I once witnessed a woman plugging her bikini line in the toilets of Reading train station. The worst thing was, she wasn't even in a cubicle. She just had a leg up on the side where the sinks are. I'm sure you'll all agree that this is vile. What?
Mate.
So she's got a leg up on the public toilets
in
the train station, which is, train stations are cold, right?
Oh.
Plucking her bikini line? With tweezers?
How desperately did you need it done?
And that hurts, you
where
know?
Where were you on your way?
I know. Oh my, yeah, where was she going?
Oh, God.
That's horrible, isn't it? Why would you do that?
For the male listeners, Rosie, and in a way for me, what is a bikini line?
I haven't had one for years.
Right.
I don't know. No. It's been...
See, I had a theory in my head as to what it was, so I laughed because I kind of got what you meant.
It's a bikini line is just keeping your bikini tidy, and it's where where pubic hair would escape from your knickers,
right,
I'm guessing.
So there's no, yeah.
So it's no, so
there's
like
no poking out.
Creepy crawlies.
Got you.
Yeah. Wow. Pubic Crawley.
So she was, so we're talking like a groin, the crease of a groin. Yeah. She was plugging.
And if she's plugging, then toilets. She's doing like the short ones that have been shaved or waxed. So it's like just getting rid of them. But this, I just, do you know what it is? It's not even the fact that it's a bit rank. Okay. Like you said, I desperately need to know where she was going, where yeah. she was so desperately needed to pluck her pubic hairs out of her.
That's crazy. Like,
I'm sorry. I've actually never done it.
No? Never plucked?
No. God! Can you imagine how much that would hurt?
Oh, in a train toilet as well. Some people, honestly, like, you know, they're just animals. Like, foot up on the blooming sink.
Terrific.
Plucking her pubes out.
Maybe.
How dare you?
Maybe she was like a model doing a bikini shoot.
I'll be honest with you, it doesn't sound like it.
Do you not think?
No, I mean, what? What kind of model are we talking here?
Like a Nick-ass model.
Oh, no. I've got a theory.
Yeah.
What train station toilet was it?
Reading.
She was probably going to the festival.
Reading Festival.
Reading Festival in a bikini, which tells me, I mean, get a tent.
Oh, do you know what?
Get a tent and do it in your tent, you absolute horror.
Maybe she was. Do people wear bikinis at Reading Festival?
Oh, they wear all kinds, I think. I don't know. Bloody kids today with their bloody hula hoops and their yo-yos and their records and their LPs and that.
Listen, if you are listening, lady in Reading train station, plucking your piebs, can you email us, shagmoudannoyed@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Let us know why you are doing that at that specific time.
Wash your hands before you send the email, yeah?
Just do it in the house.
In airports. I don't like it sometimes in airports when I go to the toilets and there's men having a full-on, like they've got they'll take their top off and they'll be washing their stomach, their pits, their chest, their face in the sink. I hate
like
it.
That.
No, I hate it.
They might have had a really long flight.
No, they're always like hairy blokes and they're like leant over the thing and they're like, I just want to run up and get a big red hander on their back.
Well, I've got to disagree because personally, I'd rather have that than sitting next to B.O. Joe. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't want B.O. Joe to email in. That was not slander against you, B.O. Joe. We think you're great.
B.O. Joe, you've got the best personality going. You just stink.
That's a fair point, actually. I'd rather see a man washing himself than have to sit next to someone.
Exactly.
Stinking.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, I'm going to completely change my angle on this. Can you all wash yourself?
Yeah.
Don't pluck your pubes because I'm not that bothered about that, mate.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a question.
Fantastic.
Chris and Rosie. What is your favourite accent in the UK?
Oh, favourite UK accent to listen to. I do love a Scottish accent.
Mm.
I do like a Scottish accent. I like a Northern Irish accent as well.
You do quite a good Northern Irish accent, don't you? Do it?
I do, yeah. It's good. Basically, there's a comedian called Fergus Craig, who's a friend of mine. I haven't seen him for some years, but he used to do this routine, and he basically teaches you how to do the perfect Irish accent,
okay.
Northern Irish, and all you have to say is, get your knickers down right fucking now. It's great.
It's a horrible face to look at. I'd have to say that mine, I love a Bristolian accent.
Can you do one?
It's my favourite. Well, I feel like I'm doing it right now, actually.
It's very good.
With you. Yeah. It's like the West Country, I think.
Yeah.
Like down south.
Yeah.
Can't do it for very long.
It's good. No, I mean, can I just say as well, I remember watching Broadchurch with you. It was a joy.
I loved Broadchurch. I could have been on that Broadchurch in a heartbeat.
Every advert from Broadchurch, you stood up and went into the kitchen doing that freaking accent. It was torture. I was literally sitting there going, David Tennant, Olivia Colman, don't go because she'll do the accent, please. Stay forever.
I loved it. A lot of people like Geordie accent. Yeah. It is a good accent, don't get me wrong.
It's
but
a hard one to do.
It is a hard one to do, actually. Mm-hmm. Can you bounce a ball against the wall and knock it back and bust it? I don't think you can you?
That's nice.
Thank you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was wondering if there are any sayings or quotes that really pee you off. For me, it's to be fair or to be honest, or even worse, when they are put like TBH or TBF in a text. Dear God. The other I can't cope with is live, laugh, love. It's on everything and I'm sick of seeing it.
Wow.
That's from Hannah.
Hannah, okay.
You're very angry, Hannah.
To be fair, Hannah, I'm just going to start with saying that, to be honest, neither of those actually bother me.
that, didn't we? That's what you were doing there.
I know you didn't get
that
at
was
all.
Sly. That was really
Thank
sly.
Thank you. Yeah. Really chuffed with that. I was just going to say, to be fair. Yeah.
To be fair, Hannah.
I use those sayings quite a lot. Yeah. But I'm probably one of them annoying people who do say those kind of things.
Yeah.
But the live, laugh, I never got on board with that.
Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, awful, love.
Dance yeah. like no one's watching.
Yeah, live, laugh, love. Yeah, the thing is, the massive, huge American comedian Kevin Hart always puts live, laugh, love on his posts on Instagram.
Does he?
And I don't think he realises how, like, low rent that is in this country. Like, do you know what I mean? You could buy it on a canvas from B&M for a quid and he's earning like 70 million quid a year and he's like, oh, live, laugh, love, God damn it. And I was like, oh, mate, you sound like you're in B&M Bargains.
Oh, bless him. Don't be slagging off B&M.
Bloody love it.
It's great, isn't it? I found a new one that I love.
Yeah?
The Range.
The Range. Oh, hey. The mirrors are so cheap.
I know.
We've got about 10.
I know. Only spent 50 quid. Insane. Yeah, what do I not like? I'm trying to think of something that I don't like.
Yeah.
I
don't like at the end of the day, that noises.
At the end of the day. Oh, but yeah, these are all just things that I actually say, though.
Yeah.
That's very irritating,
I'll put
it?
That down for next week's piece. I tell you what I don't like.
Stop using stupid saying.
I tell you what I don't like, but it normally follows something else.
What?
I don't like. So, like, to be honest, what she's written there, it doesn't bother us that much, right?
Uh-huh.
Depending on what they say afterwards. I don't like, I was just being honest after saying something really shitty.
You're rebelling.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm just being honest. Why don't you just shut your mouth?
What about this one? In my opinion.
Oh, yeah. In my opinion, brackets that you didn't ask for.
In my opinion, you should shut your face and keep your opinions to yourself. To be fair and to be honest.
TBH.
Yeah, that's what I can't stand, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's my, or somebody who's just says something awful and then goes, well, it's just my opinion.
Yeah.
No, you're a dick.
Yeah, have
you're a
social
a nasty
filter.
Piece of work.
Have a social filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed. You should get arrested, actually.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. Keep you. Oh, I'm not going to swear. My mum doesn't like swearing, but if my mum wasn't listening, I'd say, keep your fucking opinions to yourself.
Your mum's definitely listening, but well done.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, both. I have a question for the podcast, mainly because I want to hear your point of view. Also, please keep me anonymous, as the person I'm talking about is mental.
Wow.
Like smiling your face while stabbing you in the arse, mental.
Wow.
I'm getting married next year and I have a number of bridesmaids. My other half has a number of brothers. I don't say. What is it? I don't say how many in case it gives it away. Anyway, one of the brothers' partners asked me the other day, what colour are your bridesmaids wearing because I want to match them? My questions to you both are, was anyone this off their rocker when you got married? And Rosie, what are your thoughts on asking this question? Why would, what?
That is so strange.
So weird. But you know what? I've met people like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever name them on the podcast, but I could name about four people who I've met in my life who would ask something like that.
What are the brides wearing? Because I want to look slightly like I'm it's not a football team, mate. You don't have to all be wearing the same colours.
I know.
Jesus.
Do you know, actually, though, I sometimes have a little bit of a nightmare about going to weddings in that you're wearing the same as the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh my God, what if I turn up and I've got the same dress on as the bridesmaid?
It's the same for groomsmen. I always think, what if, because I normally go a blue suit and brown shoes. But then you think, what if I turn up and they've got exactly the same thing on? Normally they've got like a waistcoat to counteract that, but I do like a pretty waistcoat. So sometimes
I
turn
up. Waistcoat.
Yeah.
But this crazy ass mofo, bit American there, she wants to wear the same colour so she can sort of match, but not.
Proper bunny boy like that, innit? That's proper hand that rocks the cradle.
I can't bear people like that.
Yeah.
I really can't. Really can't. And you know those kind of people, do you know what they do? They gravitate to me. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I attract, this is a different subject probably for another day, but I attract nutters.
Well, we talk about that. It's the kind of people who go and meet up with people they don't like. To chat. I know we don't get on at all, so let's meet up and chat about it. Guess what? 8 billion people in the world.
Let's just not be friends anymore. Yeah, just call it a day.
It's not like we're listen, it's not like we're bloody own separate floors in the same house and we've got to stay together.
Yeah. You don't like me, I don't like you. Let's call it a day.
Isn't it really difficult to get rid of people in your life? Yeah. Isn't it really hard?
Yeah.
Have you not noticed? You can't just it's really difficult to actively try and fall out of touch with someone you can't be arsed with anymore. You have to either be mates with them forever or have a massive barney.
Or be awful. Yeah,
there's no middle ground of, should we just not bother again?
Yeah, because you blatantly don't really like me and I blatantly don't really like you.
Yeah.
But we've known each other for a while and we just feel like we should keep being friends. But actually, when I'm around you, I can't stand it and neither can you.
Yeah.
We both slag each other off behind each other's backs.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a day. I'm all for that life. Love that life. There's plenty of other people in the world who actually will have stuff in common and get on. You don't need... But why has it got to be the... I don't like animosity in my life. I hate animosity. I just kind of don't want to have to see them every day, but just want to say hello in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it has to turn into this whole big thing.
We used to be best mates, now we're not best mates. Oh, it means we're enemies. That doesn't mean you're acquaintances. It's weird. You can't downgrade from sort of close mate to acquaintance. You can't do it. It has to go from close mate to hate them.
But you know what I blame?
What?
Social media. Too many forms of communication.
Yeah.
Do you know, once upon a time, you could kind of break off from someone because you'd be like, I lost your phone number.
Just don't answer the house phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost it. Sorry. And then you could go 5 years without seeing them.
Yeah.
But no, not nowadays. Oh, but hang on. I've seen you've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, email, text, phone calls.
Through your bins.
MySpace, Bebo, Tinder. Fuck off! Just fuck off! Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I've got one here. Hello, Chris and Rosie. When I was in year 11, me and my mates were in the school cafeteria goofing off. Goofing off?
All right.
Is this Zach from Saved by the Bell?
I don't know. We have got listeners from America, so you never know.
Oh, well, goofing off. Wow.
Hey, guys, we're goofing. Doing an American accent.
Can I do one? When I was in... No, I'm just going to go... When I was in year 11, my cousin had decent breasts. That's all I can do.
Okay.
We're in the school cafeteria, goofing off. And I, while being chased by a rather pissed off friend, jumped through a closed glass sliding door to try and get away. I stuck the landing, but got a huge cut in my leg and had to get 4 stitches. My question to you both is, what is the most hazardous way you have managed to hurt yourselves?
Hilarious way.
Wow.
Not hazardous.
Hilarious. I cannot read. What is the most?
Hello.
McFly. McFly, get the English class and stop goofing off in the cafeteria and you might be able to read the words.
That's from Ebad.
From Ebad. What's the most hilarious way you've managed to hurt yourselves?
Do you know about the tube story?
Right.
I've never told this, have
I? Okay, come on then.
Well, I was on a joint hen and stag do in London.
Wow.
I know, but it was actually really good fun.
Yeah.
We all kind of went as couples And then the girls went out and the boys went out, and it was really good fun, actually. It was a good weekend. We were on the tube, the London Underground.
Yeah.
And we were on like a day out, so we were drinking and stuff. But my friends didn't manage to get on in time.
Uh-huh.
And the doors opened and I stuck my head out the uh-huh. doors and I went, quick, get on now. And the shut on my face.
I've seen this. I've seen the photo.
So the doors literally closed on my face. Thankfully, there was like, they were kind of like rubber.
Yeah,
so it didn't hurt that much, but yeah. I'm not joking. The initial shock, right? My friends on the other side, Haley and Mark, were pissing themselves laughing, right? And then they opened again and I had to go in, but it really gave me a shock. So I started crying
yeah.
and my friend Angela had to give us a cuddle for yeah. about 10 minutes, right? Because I was in pure shock. But yeah, so that was quite funny. And I've got a picture where my face is just black.
Just two massive black lines down your face.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
Hazardous indeed and hilarious.
I know.
Wow.
It was, a memory indeed.
I've seen that photo. Like, you're crying. And the best bit about the photo is the tears are the tears are slightly washing the black off a little bit.
I'm not joking. It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying because the shot really close. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had to like pull us in. Pull the door and pull me. I was like, hello, tourist.
Yeah.
Okay, another question here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. A bit of an old age question for you. If you'd have asked me 8 months ago whether I agree with pineapple on pizza, I would have kicked off into a rant about how people who like pineapple on pizza are absolute Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
However, I then got with my boyfriend, who very early on in the relationship declared himself as a pineapple on pizza lover and thus encouraged / brutally forced me into trying it.
Wow.
Shockingly, I really enjoyed it. My whole belief system was then shooketh. Or is it was now shooketh? I don't know. Recently, following the theme of your podcast, listeners, I decided to take a poll at work.
Jesus, I tell you what, this podcast is single-handedly responsible for a colossal drop in productivity across the office working sector.
Ego, isn't it?
If you own a business and there's an office, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Your staff are a disgrace.
They're all listening to this. I know they are.
They're all listening.
I've had the messages
taking
to prove
fucking polls and making graphs. If you walk past the printer, if you're a boss or a team leader and you walk past the printer and there's a fucking pie chart of do you want to give up blowjobs or pizza, sack everyone on the floor. Jesus.
No, don't. Listen to it yourself and tell us. So anyway, back to the question. Did a poll at work.
Of course I did.
Interesting. 3 out of 4 of us or pineapple on pizza people. What do you guys think? Pineapple on pizza or not? And that's from Jess from Kent.
Right. Now we're split, aren't we?
Yes.
Because you like pineapple on pizza.
I love pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it is such a thing, that it's a horrible thing. It's beautiful.
Can I say, first of all, Lucy, who does our PR, who listens to this, she is pineapple on pizza without the ham.
I would
from
as well.
Domino's, she just gets a pizza with pineapple on it.
Same. Yeah. I get extra pineapple.
Yeah. Well, can I, a pizza with just pineapple. Can I just say, every time Lucy tells us that she ordered one, she does it to wind us up. I always live in the hope that the delivery guy just spat in her face as he gave her it because she deserves it.
Lucy, I think you're a lovely person and you enjoy that pizza.
However, I told Lucy this once and she hit the roof. I think you once, Rosie, gave me a slice of your ham and pineapple ristorante pizza.
I picked
the pineapple off and gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say, the slight residue of pineapple gave a lovely, sweet antidote to the salty cheese and ham.
Yep, delicious.
And it was very nice.
Delicious. Those pizzas are nice.
However,
what?
The texture of pineapple and pizza is what I've got a problem with. It's the texture. It's a very fruity fruit to bite, to taste. It's very, it's like a fucking apple. Like, you know you're eating it. It's, you know what I mean?
That.
I don't like the texture.
Sometimes, it hasn't been cooked properly.
Well, sloppiness as well.
Those ristorante ones are dead thin and they go quite hard and the pineapple goes a bit, like, burnt and crispy.
Bont means burnt for everyone. Burnt for everyone, not up.
Oh, sorry. Burnt, not bont. Forget where I am.
The pineapple residue was enough for me. A full bit of pineapple, absolutely not. But you know what? If I was having a ham pizza, very salty, I would squeeze a little bit of pineapple juice on, which is probably weirder. That's why I don't have a ham pizza.
That is really weird, because I don't think you can really squeeze a pineapple.
Yeah. Also, while we're here, everyone getting bacon on pizzas, fuck off.
I've had bacon on pizza.
Oh, sorry. I'll repeat it. Fuck off. Not here is. Huh? My headphones not working. Yeah. Ah! Where did that come from? Where did that... So far today, you have snorted and hit your head while laughing. When I win a chicken dinner for me.
Like a pig.
Like a pig? Like a little chocolate quilted chip pig. There it is, guys. We've come full circle.
Chocolate quilted chip pig with pineapple on top.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a short one here. Hi, guys. If you had one day left to live on Earth, what would you do? That's from Samantha.
Oh, what do you do?
That is that's a very short but very deep question. If I had one day left to live.
Mine would involve food.
Yeah.
Probably just spend the whole day eating.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. With your family, with your friends, with me, with Robin, or just on your own? Just eating some kind of buffet of everything you've ever liked.
But like, if it's your last day on Earth, I don't know if I'd want to spend it with everyone, because I'd just be sad that it was my last day on Earth.
Why is it your last day as well? What's happening?
I don't know.
Are you getting sent somewhere, or is Earth going to blow up?
What's
is everyone going to die? I'd love to have. I mean, obviously, I'd miss everyone. I'd love to be the only person on Earth.
Why?
I don't know. I think it'd be great. Just nosy, just going around, just
where
going,
would you
looking
go?
At places, just looking at stuff. Just
it would be so lonely.
Yeah, it'd be alright for a couple of weeks.
No, are you kidding, Mr. Needy? You wouldn't last 10 minutes. I swear to God.
I'd be cuddling trees and that.
You would be, you'd die. You would die within 48 hours. Not of like any, you wouldn't kill yourself or anything like that. You would just, you'd burst. Because you'd be like, I've got no one to talk to. Nobody, I need a cuddle. You ask for me for cuddles all the time.
Yeah, and you say no. You say no to cuddles, which if I did it, there'd be absolute hell on, love. There'd be hell on.
Babe, I don't ask you every 40 minutes for a cuddle.
Sometimes, you know, I'm an affectionate guy. You know?
You're a pain in the ass.
Genuinely, today, I was going to do it as my beef, but you can have it now for free. we were on the stairs. You were sitting. I was asking you about something, and I went, where are you? And you were just sitting on the stairs like a nutcase, like you're on the naughty step.
No. Oh, we work from home now. I'm just finding different places.
So your weird. Brain so can't you were sitting be in on one a little middle same. Landing thing, and I came up and I was like, and I said, oh, can I have a cuddle? And you went, oh, no. No. Sometimes I just say, and I think, oh, it's my lovely wife. I love you. I'll have a little cuddle. And you were like, no, I don't want a cuddle. And I went, right, okay. And then you went, what should we do with this hallway? What colour should we paint it? And I went, oh, and I started walking away. And you went, no, come back. And you said the words, look at you. You won't listen to me DIY ideas, but you always want a shitty cuddle. That's... sums the relationship up straight away. That does.
It's true. Oh, it doesn't mean I don't love you. I just didn't.
Black,
fancy
cold,
a
ice heart is what you've got. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. And that's it. Unused questions. Arama. A go go.
Aga
juju.
All, shake it all about. In, out.
Aga
juju.
We are talking shit.
Good stuff.
Thanks very much for listening, guys. We will be back next week with a proper podcast.
Yeah, proper. Are we going to call this one episode 19 or is this 18.5?
Oh, it's episode 19.
Yeah?
It's still stuff we've said.
It's still it is stuff we've said. So that was episode 19. As always, get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Maybe what must be nice about this is maybe someone emailed a while ago and they thought, my question's never been answered. And boom, they've just got it now. Enjoy. And anyone, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please rate, please like, please subscribe. Bye-bye.
Bye. Passes the wine.
I can't pick it up. My hands are covered in sun cream. It's slipping off me. Get the dustpan and brush.
The bairns fell in the pool.
Oh, he's been in there for ages. He's got his life jacket on. It's fine.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.